talk like Marlene Dietrich, and you dance like Zizi Jarmer. Your clothes are all made by Balmain, and there's diamonds and pearls in your hair. Yes, there are. You live in a fancy apartment off the boulevard Saint-Michel, where you keep your Rolling Stones records and a friend of Sacha Distel. Yes, you do. But where do you go to, my lovely, when you're alone in your bed? Tell me the thoughts that surround you. I want to look inside your head. Yes, I do. I've seen all your qualifications you got from the Sorbonne, and the painting you stole from Picasso. Your loveliness goes on and on. Yes, it does. When you go on your summer vacation, you go to Juan-les-Pins with your carefully designed topless swimsuit. You get an even suntan on your back and on your legs, and when the snow falls, you're found in Samoritz with the others of the jet set, and you sip your Napoleon brandy, but you never get your lips wet. No, you don't. But where do you go to, my lovely, when you're alone in your bed? Won't you tell me the thoughts that surround you? I want to look inside your head. Yes, I do. Your name, it is heard in high places. You know the Aga Khan. He sent you a racehorse for Christmas, and you keep it just for fun, for a laugh. They say that when you get married, it'll be to a millionaire, but they don't realize where you came from, and I wonder if they really care or give a damn. Where do you go to, my lovely, when you're alone in your bed? Tell me the thoughts that surround you. I want to look inside your head. Yes, I do. I remember the back streets of Naples, two children begging in the rags, both touched with a burning ambition to shake off their lowly bone takes, and they try. So look into my face, Marie Claire, and remember just who you are. Then go and forget me forever, but I know you still bear the scar deep inside. Yes, you do. I know where you go to, my lovely, when you're alone in your bed. I know the thoughts that surround you, 'cause I can look inside your head. Na, 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 na.
while.
It's been a while, yeah.
Hey, welcome back, punks. Well, welcome back.
It is welcome back because it's a new show, new week.
I know.
Same old shit going on outside, but
yeah, still, but it's okay. Hey, welcome to Punks and Parkas. Oh yeah, you're Captain Dan.
This is Penny Lane.
And how's it going?
It's going great.
Yeah, it's actually sunny today.
It is.
It's sunny. Which is kind of nice.
The snow's melting. The ice is melting.
Yeah, we, holy man.
We dodged a good one.
So we were in Ottawa last weekend. We flew out on Thursday evening.
Yeah.
And came back Sunday. And it apparently was a bit of a poop storm here.
Yes.
While we were gone. A lot of rain.
Rain, wind.
Wind, flooding, people getting stranded in the streets, having to get rescued. It was bad. It was bad news bears. But we were in beautiful Ottawa visiting my sister.
Yep.
You finally met my sister for the first
time. I finally met her sister for the very first time.
My family, my one family member, you finally met them. So that was kind of fun. Thank you to my sister for hosting us.
Yeah, thank you.
Taking us around and just being a good hostess. She's a good hostess. Yeah, she made you brownies.
Oh yeah, they were
good. Oh my God. So, let's say we were in Ottawa.
Yes.
Missed the poop storm and we came back Sunday. It was still kind of going on.
Yeah.
But today it's beautiful.
Yeah.
So today's show kind of reflects how we're being. We're adjusting to being back.
Yeah.
It was funny because I started the show early last week.
Yeah.
I heard two songs. I'm like, those are going on a playlist. And then I forgot.
Because
work is insane right now. And I just forgot.
And I asked for you to send it to me.
And
you were too busy to do that. So this show got put together about 10 minutes ago.
Yeah, roughly. Just to show you, sometimes life just gets in the way, right? So, but we were eating supper, we figured it out.
Yes.
So, like I said, slow start.
Yeah.
Started off with Peter. Oh, I can never.
Peter Sarsted.
I think that's right. Where Do You Go To, My Lovely? Which is I love that song, and I hadn't heard it in probably a good year or two, and it came. That's the first song. It came on a playlist, and I was like, oh my God, I love that song. Forgot how much I love it. Which, oddly enough, then came up on another random playlist, that Kink song, Strangers. And it was like total Wes Anderson kind of moment because I think both of those, if I'm not mistaken, might be from the Darjeeling Limited. I'd have to check.
Sure.
But I know for sure Where Do You Go To, My Lovely is. And I love it. I love the Kinks. It led me on a little bit of a rant on Instagram about how underrated the Kinks are. Like, they get a lot of credit and they've done a lot of good, but when you dig into their later catalog and their more intense later 60s albums, they are just masterpieces. Like the album that one comes from, Lola and the Superman something, part one, is, I should know the title, it's phenomenal. If I say have one Kinks album in your record collection.
That one.
Anyway, and then we finish that whole set off with a bit of King Curtis.
Whiter Shade of Pale.
A really great version of that song. I love it. Maybe one of my favorites.
Yeah, it's pretty darn good.
It's pretty darn good. Is it better than the Moody Blues?
I don't know.
Which makes me want to listen to that album.
Yeah.
What is it called?
Days of Future
That's
Past.
That's it, yeah.
Or
I love that.
Future Present or something.
I think you're right, Days of Future Past. It's such a great beginning to, you have to listen to it from beginning to end because it's a day, right?
Yeah.
It walks you through a day. I love that album. I love it. Anyway, let's talk about Record Store Day Pass.
Yep, Record
Store
Day.
Talk a bit about that.
Yep.
Some exciting things come into the city that we'll talk about, and the return to the station, possibly.
Yes.
So, I think more music.
Yeah, let's play more music.
Let's play some more Sad Bastard music.
Yeah, how about some
Mink?
How about some Mink DeVille with Spanish Stroll?
Spanish Stroll, here we go.
The shape you're in, finger on your eyebrow and left hand on your hip, thinking that you're such a lady killer, think you're so slick. Well, all right. got a pistol in his pocket. They say the man is crazy on the coast. Lord, there ain't no doubt about it. Well, all right. What are we gonna do? And she said, take two candles and then you burn them out. Make a paper boat, light it and send it out. Send it out now. Rosita, ¿dónde vas con mi carro, Rosita? Usted sabe que te quiero, pero usted me quita todo. Ya me robaste mi televisión, mi radio. Ahora quiero llevar mi carro. No me haga así, Rosita. Ven aquí. Hey, usted qué es al lado, Rosita. Oh. Just a perfect day. Drink sangria in the park. And then later, when it gets dark, we go home. Just a perfect day. Feed animals in the zoo. Then later, a movie too, and then home. Oh, it's such a perfect day. I'm glad I spent it with you. Oh, such a perfect day. You just keep me hanging on. You just keep. Just a perfect day. Problems all left alone. Weekenders on our own. It's such fun. Just a perfect day. You made me forget myself. I thought I was someone else, someone good. Oh, it's such a perfect day. I'm glad I spent it with you. Oh, such a perfect day. You just keep me hanging on. You just keep me hanging on.
you're going to reap just what you sow.
I knew a man, Bojangles, and he danced for you. In worn out shoes, with silver hair, a ragged shirt, and baggy pants. The old soft shoe. He jumped so high. Then he lightly touched the ground. I met him in a cell in New Orleans. I was down now. He looked at me to be the eyes of age. As he spoke, he laughed and slapped his leg as dead. Mr. Bojangles, Mr. Bojangles, Mr. Bojangles. Said his name, Bojangles, then he danced a lick across the sand. He grabbed his pants, a better stance. Oh, how he jumped up high. He clicked his heels. He let go alive. Let go alive. He stood up and shook back his clothes all around. He danced for those at minstrel shows and county fairs throughout the South. He spoke with the tears of 15 how his dog and he traveled about. His dog up and died. He just up and died. After 20 years, he still grieved. Mr. Bojangles, Mr. Bojangles, damn. He said, I dance now at every chance and honky tonks for drink and tips. But most of the time I spend behind these county bars, he said, I drink some beer. He shook his head, and as he shook his head, I heard someone respectfully ask, Mr. Bojangles. Mr. Bojangles.
Low-key and, like...
But it's good. Sometimes that's good.
Sometimes you need that mellow vibe.
Just chill and just sit back with a coffee or something and just chill.
Animal Crossing.
That too.
Sorry. Anyway, this is Punks and Parkas. I'm Penny Lane.
I'm Captain Dan.
And let's go over what we played.
We started it all off with Mink DeVille with Spanish Stroll.
That's a tongue twister.
Lou Reed with Perfect Day.
Yep.
Nina Simone with Mr. Bojangles.
Uh-huh.
And Breakfast in Bed with Dusty Springfield.
Dusty Springfield. Do you know that I saw some of Dusty's clothes in a museum?
Oh.
Yeah. The British Music Experience in Liverpool, if you're ever around in that area, check it out.
Yeah.
Super cool. Super cool stuff. Anyway. Yeah, we were in Ottawa this past weekend. It was Record Store Day.
Yes.
So we usually, when we do Record Store Day, we kind of divide and conquer. We have like... a massive list of stuff we're looking for. A little different this year. We were visiting my sister, so we didn't really want to
intrude on being
with family and doing family stuff. So we decided we would just hit one. And B, the list didn't have a lot that we were really crazy
about. After I'd seen people's pictures, like, oh, I should have got that.
Yeah, there's always and especially too. I think I had my heart set on that Royal Tenenbaum soundtrack, which I didn't get. But that's fine. I'm sure it'll come up.
I've actually heard it's been pushed back to June.
Oh, has it? Yeah. So maybe that's why I didn't see it. So my chance is still there. But I totally forgot until you went out on yesterday, Monday, to just check out the leftovers. And you found me Handsome Boy Modeling School.
Yep.
Which I totally forgot was coming out for Record Store Day. And I was like, oh, crap. Yes, I need that. I want that. So I picked up we went to a place called Odds and Sods.
Yep.
And pretty good.
Yep.
My one complaint, I don't know if it's just different in Ottawa than in Winnipeg, I found the prices really high.
Yeah, they
seemed a little high to me, like about $10 more than I think what I usually pay. But like I said, I don't know if that's just Ottawa, because price of living there is a lot higher. or if the prices of record store items are going up. Like, I don't know what it is. So I'm not going to put any blames on Odds and Sods. That place was cool.
Yeah, it was really neat in there.
I wish we would have had time to actually... There was such a long lineup, we didn't want to... We were in and out.
Yeah,
we were lots of cool stuff.
There quickly, see something, grab it.
Yeah, you grabbed about three?
I grabbed two LPs and one 7-inch.
Yeah, and I got just a compilation of doo-wop and suck-up songs, so...
Yeah. I grabbed Joni Mitchell, Blue Outtakes... Yes. 7-inch of Foo Fighters of Mark Ronson,
yeah,
with Building a Fire, I believe, Making a Fire.
He's looking. He's trying to see it.
Making a Fire, and then also Childish Gambino's Kauai.
Yeah, so good stuff. Yeah. I was neat to see the posts on Instagram. A lot of people sitting it out.
Yep.
I noticed, but a lot of people going and enjoying. So whatever side of the fence you're on, I hope.
And don't just go to record stores on record store day. Go to record stores every single day.
All the time. We do it almost every weekend.
Oh, yeah. It's painful.
It is painful. I'm trying to be better because we got this trip coming up.
Yep.
So, but that's kind of our Saturday afternoon date, right?
We get coffee. We hit the thrift stores and stop at Vintage Vinyl, see if there's anything left from Friday.
Yeah. Go for lunch, maybe.
Yep.
Yeah, we have a Saturday standing date.
Which won't happen this weekend because I got to work.
You got to work. I got to work, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, so... crappy. So anyway, so a week back you sent me that?
Yeah, it's been over billboard? The past couple of weeks. There's been mysterious billboards popping up all
I
over
hate
Winnipeg.
These things in Winnipeg.
With a zipper.
Yeah.
And it was like some Rolling Stones slogans. It was like,
yeah,
it's only rock and roll.
And you saw like a pair of a lip, but it wasn't like the Stones lip. That made me...
It was like a top part of a lip.
Yeah.
You
sent it to me and you're like, what the heck is this?
What's this?
We're both like, well, it reeks of the Rolling Stones, but it doesn't, it looks like somebody cashing in on the Rolling Stones in a cheap way. Well, we found out today.
According to what's happening at Portage Place, this is going to be a Rolling Stones expo called Unzipped.
Yes.
It's going to feature about 300 objects from the Rolling Stones history.
It looks
cool.
As
a recreation of your Chelsea studio.
Yeah, which I really want to see. Yeah. It sounds pretty cool. So this thing is hitting off, I think, in June.
Yeah.
You can get tickets now online, and I believe they were about $30.
Yeah.
Like, we just got the information today. I haven't had a chance to kind of digest it. But if you are at all a fan of the Rolling Stones or 60s music or music in general, this is probably something you're going to want to check out.
Yeah.
So, again, it's called Unzipped. Winnipeg Expo Live at Portage Place.
Yeah, Expo Live is a new, I guess, exhibition center that's going to be at Portage Place.
That's kind of cool. Because we were talking, too, over dinner. I was like, where are they putting this in Portage Place? I know Portage Place has been in our city here. is a mall right in the heart of downtown that used to be, like, hopping. It was hopping, and it is almost like a ghost town now. Plus, the pandemic did not help, like, at all, because it relied on a lot of businesses and people, you know, from that heading downtown. But so there's something going in there. It'll be exciting.
It's kind of similar to what they were doing in the old A&B Sound building on Portage.
Where they had exhibits and stuff.
Yeah, MTS had like an exhibition
That's
center
right.
across the street. So it's kind of something similar to that
it's
every
really
so often.
Cool.
New exhibitions come in.
So Google it if you're interested. Unzipped.
Yep.
Get your tickets. It's going to be fun.
Yeah.
We're
going to
go.
We are going to go.
Yeah. We totally have to go. We're also going to see Ringo Starr.
Yeah.
I kind of forget that we got tickets to go see that. He's coming to Winnipeg in
October.
Yeah, so that'll be interesting. Seeing a Beatle.
Yeah. It's going to be so much fun.
It's going to be a blast.
Yeah.
What else do we have to talk about? Oh, the return to the station, possibly.
Possibly,
so,
yeah.
As of April, I think it was start of April,
people
have been coming back to the station live to do their show. We've been debating it. We may not do it next week because we have Hunter.
Yeah.
And we kind of thought maybe you and I test out the waters first, see what it's like before we start bringing Hunter to the station. So you might have one or more pre-recorded shows.
Episodes like this, yeah.
Yeah, but I think we're going to start slowly. Oh, God, I don't know how to work that booth anymore. This is going to be a disaster. Yeah, we may have to go in on a
day before, a couple hours before.
Get used to it. Oh, I'm sure it's like riding a bike, but so we're going to be heading back into the booth, I think.
Yep.
Yeah, it's due time.
Oh, yeah, it is.
It's been long. You know, people are doing the no mask thing, and like, it is what it is at this point, right? I mean, I guess we're at the stage where we just live with it.
Kind of. I don't know. Like today. Where did I go? I just went to the park, but then I went to the outlet mall. Go in the outlet mall, and I totally forgot my mask.
Well, you did that on Monday.
I did that yesterday too.
We were going to get some groceries, and we're walking into the Walmart, and you're like, "I don't have a mask," which it was fine. It wasn't super busy. I'm kind of the. I think we both are. If it's busy, if I can't maintain a good amount of social distance, then I'm definitely putting it on. Yeah. But if it's kind of free and clear, I'm kind of free and clear too. Unless I'm not feeling the best.
Yeah.
Then it's always on. But to each their own.
Yes.
Just stay safe.
Stay safe, everybody.
Still get vaccinated. That's important too.
Get vaccinated, get boosted if you need.
Yeah. I wonder if they're going to do more boosters.
I also heard that pharmacies are being allowed to sell the pill or have the vaccine pill. Not the vaccine pill, but the COVID I don't know what you would call it.
Not an antidote.
No, it'd be like a Tylenol or something. Yeah. Or a cold relief pill kind of thing.
So that's kind of cool.
Yeah.
I'm like, antidote's not right. This thing ain't going away.
Antidote!
I'd be back in the office if that was the case. Anyway, that's very true. Should we just play some music?
Yeah, let's play some about music. Crap and stuff. How about some Jacques Dutronc?
Oh my God.
Et les cinq heures Paris
de Seville. I was going to say, practice your French here.
No, I did not.
Oui, la pamplemousse dans la piscine, s'il vous plaît.
Voilà la toilette.
Je suis le dauphin de la place Dauphine et la place Blanche à mauvaise mine. Les camions sont pleins de lait, les balayeurs sont pleins de balais. Il est 5 heures, Paris s'éveille. Paris s'éveille. Les travestis vont se raser, les stripteaseuses sont raviés. Les traversins sont écrasés, les amoureux sont fatigués. Il est 5 heures, Paris s'éveille. Paris s'éveille. Le café est dans les tasses, les cafés nettoient leur glace. Et sur le boulevard Montparnasse, la gare n'est plus qu'une carcasse. Il est 5 heures, Paris s'éveille. Paris s'éveille. Les banlieusards sont dans les gares, à la Villette on tranche le lard. Paris by night regagne l'écart, les boulangers font des bâtards. Il est 5 heures, Paris s'éveille. Paris s'éveille. La tour Eiffel a froid aux pieds, l'arc de triomphe est rallumé. Et l'obélisque est bien dressé entre la nuit et la journée. Il est 5 heures, Paris s'éveille. Paris s'éveille. Les journaux sont imprimés, les ouvriers sont déprimés. Les gens se lèvent, ils sont brimés, c'est l'heure où je vais me coucher. Il est 5 heures, Paris se lève. Il est 5 heures, je n'ai pas sommeil. Wouldn't it be
It has been a hard day's night, and I have been working like a dog. It's been a hard day's night. I should be sleeping like a log. But when I get home to you, I find the things that you do will make me feel all right. You know I work all day to get you money to buy you things. And it's worth it just to hear you say you are going to give me everything. That's why I love to come home. 'Cause when I get you alone, you know I feel okay. When I'm home, everything seems to be right. When I'm home, feeling you, holding me tight, tight. It's been a hard day's night, and I've been working like a dog. It's been a hard day's night. I should be sleeping like a log. But when I get home to you, I find the things that you do will make me feel all right.
Huh?
do this? Whenever one of us starts to keep the beat, we always keep it opposite each other. Do you ever notice that?
Yeah.
I notice that all the time, too. I don't know why we always... Like, we're both in beat,
yeah,
but one of us takes the one and one of us takes the two. And it's always, always like that. Anyway, sorry. Small observances.
Yeah.
Welcome to Punks and Parkas 101.5.
Welcome.
UMFM. We're just about done.
Yeah.
So let's go over what we played quickly.
Jacques Dutronc, Small Faces, Peter Sellers with an awesome version of Hard Day's Night.
So good.
Girl Like You for the Trogs, Time is Tight by Booker T, Wade in the Water with Ramsey Lewis.
And we are just about done to close it off. Some Stones.
Yep.
So again, check it out. Go online and Google Unzipped.
Yep.
Rolling Stones. What do you call
it? Yeah, you'll find some. It'll pop up.
It's happening in Winnipeg here at the new event center. It's going to Portage Place.
Yep.
Tickets are about $30. You can get them online. Starts in June. Definitely check it out if you're a fan of music.
Yep.
All right.
Do it.
This is
the Stones Rolling Stones.
Doing country.
Yeah, it's all over now.
Take care.
See ya.
Just in bed.